The Werepuppy and The Werepuppy on Holiday, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Phyllida Nash.
Mickey lay on his tummy on the carpet, carefully colouring in his picture. His hand ached after doing all the sky, but he didn't go over the lines even once. He took a darker blue felt tip and started on the lake. He'd drawn himself standing on the green grass by the lakeside. He stared hard at the picture, wishing there was some way of stepping right inside it. He wanted to be walking through the buttercups beside the blue water. He didn't want to be here in his own living room, not with his elder sisters, Meryl and Mandy and Mona. Certainly not with his younger sister, Marigold, and especially not when Mum and Dad were going out for the evening. "Now, you are going to be all right," said Mum. "Of course we are," said Meryl. She smiled. Mandy and Mona and Marigold smiled too. Mickey didn't feel a bit like smiling. "You're in charge, Meryl. No television until you older girls have done your homework. And make sure Mickey and Marigold are in bed before 9 o'clock." "Right, Mum," said Meryl. "Mandy and Mona, you're to do what Meryl says too," said Mum. "Cheek," said Mandy. "We don't want her bossing us about," said Mona.
"Now don't start quarrelling," said Mum.
"Meryl, you will be sensible, won't you? Don't answer the door to anyone, and if there's anything at all the matter, we're only down the road at Auntie Kathleen's. You've got the phone number, haven't you? Just give us a call."
"Don't you dare make any other phone calls, though," said Dad. "I don't know how I'm going to pay that last phone bill. You girls are terrible. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit to all your friends."
"Don't you worry about a thing," said Meryl. Mum looked worried all the same. "Maybe we shouldn't leave them," she said. "I wish I'd asked Granny Boot to babysit now."
"I'm 14, Mum. I can babysit," said Meryl.
"And we're not flipping babies," said Mona.
"Well, us three big ones aren't babies."
"I'm not a baby either," Mickey mumbled, making little curly waves on his lake.